When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, what is up? What has happened? Back again. We are all less than a week away from the NFL Combine, one of the greatest days of the offseason, right? So we can get some answers to some of these questions we have about some of these prospects, because we know these colleges will be out here lying about players saying they're 6'3 when they're really 5'11 lying asses. But regardless of that, so we are looking forward to that, to get that information in, get some of their where they come in, you know, three cone, hand size, 40 times, all hand that size. Exciting stuff. Yeah, I mean, hand size Twitter is the best fantasy Twitter. Anyways, so today we're going to be discussing our top 10 rookie wide receivers for the upcoming NFL draft. I think this class has potential to be maybe more depth than what this last year's class had. I don't think it does not have the Ja'Marr Chase crown jewel. The can't-miss prospect that was Ja'Marr Chase coming out. But I still think there's a lot of exciting games to talk about. So we're going to kind of keep this open forum here a little bit, not just go player by player. With that being said, let's talk about our initial rookie rankings for our wide receiver. So let's kick it off with Treylon Burks, Jameson Williams, Drake London, Garrett Wilson, George Pickens, which may be a little bit high compared to what consensus is, Jahan Dotson, Wandale Robinson, David Bell, Chris Olave, which might be hot for some, Sky Moore, Jalen Tolbert, and John Mechie. And then Cody only has his top 10 for right now, which is okay. Treylon Burks, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jameson Williams, David Bell, Jahan Dotson, George Pickens, Wandale Robinson, Chris Olave, and John Mechie. So I think for most people, the top four really is going to be some combination of Treylon Burks, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jameson Williams. So let's start with these guys. Like I think the elephant in the room, at least for most people, unless you're trying to get hot, I think Treylon Burks is kind of the consensus number one wide receiver in this class. We talked about him a couple weeks ago on one of the podcasts that we did. Treylon Burks is just an absolute freak of nature in terms of what he brings to the table. 6'3", 230, incredible, dominator rating, 45.9, 16.8 yards per reception, 31.3 target share, and what was not a – at least in years past, a great Arkansas offense. This year, they did turn it around, was a much better team this year, but finished this year with 66 receptions for 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's probably one of the best in terms of his advanced metrics, fourth in yards per route run, ninth in yards after the catch, 10th in yards after the catch per reception. So, I mean, the guy just kind of did it all, size, speed, explosiveness. Isn't necessarily the greatest route runner, not somebody's going to run really crisp routes. But regardless of that, he's kind of like a DK Metcalf, AJ Brown type prone, right? Like, yeah, or clone, right? Not prone, clone. And so, so for me, I mean, Treylon Burks is far and away my number one wide receiver, where I don't really have a whole lot of question marks about this guy. Cody, what is your takeaway on some of these top four guys? Like, is Treylon Burks just locked in number one for you, or is it close?
It's definitely close. I think there's a little bit of a projection with him. Like you said, not a great route runner. And the thing that's crazy is 6'3", 225, the dude played 75% of his career snaps in the slot. Like that's just a little odd to me. So, like, it's not that I don't think he can move to the outside and win there too, but we really haven't seen him do it. You know what I mean? Just with some of the things that he needs to work on, we don't have some of those questions with a guy like Garrett Wilson, who I have it to, who, really good route runner, can play everywhere, inside, outside. Ohio State used him a lot in motion as well. I have him at two. I think you have him at four, if I'm remembering correctly. But really, I really like Garrett Wilson. I think there's probably less of a projection. I think he's a little bit safer as well. So I don't think it's crazy to not have Burks at one, but I just can't get away from the what if with him. You know what I mean? Like you talked about DK Metcalf. I mean, 6'3", 225, the speed he has, just an athletic freak. So really like Treylon Burks. What I don't understand, what I think is hot, is whenever you see some of the rankings. I think you talked about last time where he's, you know, bottom five or bottom of the top five, outside of the top five. That's what I don't get. But that's kind of where I'm sitting with that. And then Drake London, just an absolute monster of a season this past year. And what's insane is 88 catches, almost 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns in 8 games, which is just absolutely bonkers. You're going to hear a lot of Mike Evans tossed around with him. I typically hate comps. I really do, because I think what a lot of people do with comps is they take it to like the highest possible level, right? And you know, the other thing too is, do you comp him to as a prospect in the NFL? So I think comps just get way too crazy. You're going to hear Mike Evans a lot, but I do think it's warranted with Drake London, just with the way that he plays. 6'5", 210, bigger body guy, prototypical X receiver. Just put him on the outside, let him go down the sideline and get it. So I really like Drake London. And the thing with him that's crazy too is he was playing basketball at USC along with football up until this past year. So there's still some room for him to grow in terms of the nuances and really kind of digging in and learning the wide receiver position. You have Jameson Williams at 2. I have him at 4. So we're not super far off. But tell me a little bit about Jameson Williams and what you like about him so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he has the ability to be, if not the best, one of the best wide receivers in this class. He's going to get dinged because he tore his ACL in the national title game. It's going to take him a little bit of time. And so you could see him fall in the NFL draft because of this. But I think if he can go to a team that doesn't necessarily absolutely need him right away, you know, a team that I've actually seen get him mocked to quite a bit is actually the Chiefs. At 31, because they are a team that could, you know, not necessarily need him to come right in and start right away, you know, work his way back, get himself healthy. But this year, he had an absolutely dominating season this year. Transferred away from Ohio State, which isn't really a knock, came to Alabama, had this year 79 receptions, 1,500 yards, 15 receiving touchdowns. Also had some special teams in there, 352 special teams yards and 2 touchdowns there. So that's obviously a plus. A lot of times you see a lot of these guys. I mean, think Brandon Ayuk is one of them guys that were utilized on special teams, tend to translate very well over to the NFL. And so, but in terms of just his advanced metrics, I mean, he is right there with Treylon Burks with everything. He was 13th in yards per route run, 4th in yak, 6th in with a 9.3 yards after the catch per reception. Now, he did have a great ADOT, which is not really that big of a deal, but 13 catches for 671 deep yards as well, which is 5th in this class, ran 35% of his routes from the slot. And then 18 receptions, 604 yards, 7 touchdowns from the slot as well. But Jameson Williams is kind of the total package. Has some room to put a little bit more muscle on. He's listed at 6'2", 189. At that size, you'd like to probably see him be a little bit more, put on a little bit more weight. We'll see what, but we won't get to see anything probably from the combine because he just tore his ACL. So there's not going to be anything there. So we're not really going to get any of those numbers, which is kind of a shame. But regardless of that, he did have kind of a late breakout age, a 20.4 breakout age with 50th percentile, which, you know, you can make the case for somebody like Garrett Wilson as well, who has a late breakout age, you know, not that very early breakout age that we kind of look for. Somebody like Drake London, who has an 18.1 breakout age, which is elite. With Jameson Williams, I just think with his speed, he does a really good job on vertical routes. He has a lot of shiftiness whenever you watch him. So I just really like Jameson Williams. I mean, kind of reminds you a little bit of DeSean Jackson, but obviously much bigger. I mean, because DeSean Jackson is, what, 5'9", 5'8"? 5'10". So, I mean, this dude's 6'2". So I think there's a lot to like with Jameson Williams' game. You know, had he not torn his ACL, he's probably a guy we're looking at going in the top 15. As far as Garrett Wilson is concerned, I don't know. Like, a lot of people love Garrett Wilson, and I like Garrett Wilson, but like, I just wasn't blown away by watching him. Like, I think he's an incredible route runner. I think he has some insane body control as well and a big catch radius. And I think he could be a weapon in the yards after the catch. 6 foot, 193. He has sort of a late breakout age. I mean, his production this year was good. 70 receptions for just over 1,000 receiving yards, 12 receiving touchdowns, 30.9 dominator rating. and a 28% target share, which is excellent. So there's a lot to like with Garrett Wilson's game. He kind of reminds me a little bit of like a DJ Moore type wide receiver whenever I watch him. So Treylon Burks, Jameson Williams, Drake London, Garrett Wilson are all guys that are probably going to be going in the first round.
One, you were talking about some landing spots for Jameson Williams. Of course, you brought up the Chiefs. And I have really spent a lot of time thinking landing spots with these guys, but somebody mentioned Jameson Williams for the Chargers. And that is also pretty sexy to think about.
Let's move on to some of these other wide receivers a little bit further down, where I think this is where you're going to, again, kind of get some disagreement or some differences from people, right? So let's talk. First of all, you have George Pickens, Jahan Dotson, and I'm going to include David Bell and Chris Olave in this class of these guys, right? Because I think that all these guys are going to be kind of a little bit different for some people. I've seen Chris Olave for people. I think Kyle Krabs from Draft Network has Chris Olave at one as his number one wide receiver. Ooh. I've seen a lot of people have him second, third, fourth, you know, and stuff like that. We have him at ninth, so that's a little hot. I've seen mocks where he's going in the first round. Listen, Chris Olave brings a lot to the table, very vertical downfield threat. But I don't know. When I'm watching this guy, like, there was nothing that excited me when I'm watching him play. I think there's a lot of pros to his game. He's, again, another guy who's excellent route runner. He had a 19.2 breakout age, which is even better than Garrett Wilson at 85th percentile, 31.9 college dominator, and a 24.8% target share this past year, 65 receptions, 936 yards, and 13 touchdowns. He never had over 1,000 receiving yards at Ohio State. The advanced metrics are not good. 2.29 yards per route run, which is 83rd among all wide receivers. Terrible yards after the catch, 276, which is 100th. 4.1 yards after the catch per reception, which is 404th. With a 15.8 A dot, only 10 deep catches, which is catches of 20 plus yards for 354 yards, which is 49th. So there's not a lot to like there either in terms of that. But I know a lot of people rave about Chris Olave and his route running and his ability to be able to get deep, downfield. And it's just, I just wasn't really blown away with him. Like, I think he can be a good, maybe he turns out to be a kind of a good wide receiver too in an offense, but I just was not really blown away with watching him. There are two wide receivers that I had that I almost put inside my top four, but I did not. And I want to know what your thoughts are, because I feel like Chris Olave, we're kind of probably on the same page. You both have him at nine. But first, George Pickens. When I watched George Pickens, it was like a almost like Javonte Williams type moment of me watching this guy play. Right? Like when I watched Javonte Williams last year, I got excited watching Javonte Williams. Like I got hyped, right? And with George Pickens, this man has so much swagger to his game. Like he knows his dick is bigger than everybody else's out there, is the way that he plays, right? Just utmost confidence in himself makes. And it's tough because this year, obviously, he didn't get to do anything because he tore his ACL back in March. So he's about a year removed from that. He didn't get to come back and play towards the end of the year. But I didn't really include any of his stats because it's kind of pointless because he barely played. But he still had an 18.5 breakout age, which is 96th percentile, 19.9% target share, and a 32% college dominator rating. Stands 6'3", 200 pounds. He's coming out. He's going to be just turns 21 in a few months. So he's still a younger wide receiver at that. But he just drips comp. And then the other guy is Jahan Dotson, which I really like, which I'm sure you could wax poetically about because, you know, you are the I'm upset you're not wearing a Penn State. Oh, there you are. You are actually a Penn State shirt. So I like him as well. Like I could see Jahan Dotson, you know, wide receiver U, where they just produce wide receivers every single year. It feels like. But he is a lot of fun to watch as well. So yeah. What are your thoughts on George Pickens and Jahan Dotson?
So Pickens is interesting, man. Balled as a true freshman in the SEC. Really good ball skills. I think he obviously sets up as like a true outside wide receiver. His separation is a little inconsistent from the games that I watched. Like there were times where he, you know, just blew it by guys. And then he also has a lot of contested catches on that tape as well. But when he is in those contested catch situations, he typically comes down with the ball. He can really use his body, box those guys out. He's aggressive at the catch point. Pickens, I think, is going to be, if we look like 2-3 years down the road, he's going to be like that year 2, year 3 breakout wide receiver, I feel like. I think he's still worth drafting, you know, in this range as, you know, in your dynasty rookie drafts, right? Like not letting him slip and taking one of these other guys ahead of him. But I think because of, you know, like not a crisp route runner, I think, you know what I mean? He can definitely use some improvement in those kind of areas. But if he's one of these guys that if he can put it all together, I think he could be really good. You know, only 24 total career college games. So definitely, you know, obviously still has some learning and some growing to do just overall. With Jahan Dotson, I think he's going to be a really good slot receiver. I don't think he has the frame or the strength to really play on the outside. 5'11", 185. He only played 20% of his snaps in the slot this past year at Penn State. A little bit of that late breakout guy too, but the Penn State passing offense has been pretty doo-doo in terms of guys really breaking out and doing a ton. There, if you remember back to whenever Chris Godwin came out, there wasn't really a ton of hype around him until he ran that, 4-4 at the combine. Then his names are popping up a lot more than obviously we've seen what he's done the past couple of years. But solid athlete, good route runner. His yards after catch ability, I think, is what gets you excited. You have seen some of those highlight reel type catches where he can go up and get it. Normally when you see that, he is on the outside. But I think at the next level, he's going to project as more of an inside type of guy. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, but I think that's kind of the role that he's going to play. And then just real quickly on Olave, since you brought him up, our own Robbie Jeffries has a tweet, quote, intoxicated hot take. Chris Olave is a better overall wide receiver than Garrett Wilson. So Robbie is on on that train as well. Let's move on to David Bell and talk about him. I have him a little bit higher. You have him a little bit lower. What has you a little bit lower on David Bell?
Kind of in this a little bit of the same mold of, like, he's somebody that I feel like I could get a little bit higher on. Maybe I do have him a little bit too low. I kind of struggled with him and where to put him. Originally, I think I had about 5 or 6 that I just kept kind of moving him down as I kind of started getting through some of these guys. I couldn't put him ahead of George Pickens or Jahan Dotson for me. And then we'll talk about Wandale Robinson as well, because I think in the right offense, he could be an absolute weapon as well. But with David Bell, you know, kind of like we talked about, like he has some like kind of like he feels like a little bit like Rashad Bateman of this class, where like I think there's a lot to like about his game, but then at the same time, like there's not like he's not somebody that like is like super flashy either. I think could be somebody again that's kind of like, you know, maybe a, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a, you know, like a Robert Woods type wide receiver where, you know, he's going to be a solid wide receiver too for a team, but not anybody that's going to ever be somebody that has a lot of like wide receiver one type ceiling type, you know, type years or anything like that. But, you know, there's a lot to like with this game. A 43.5% college dominator is fantastic. A 29% target share is excellent. 18.7% or 18.7 breakout age. Love to see that as well. 93 catches, 1,200 yards, 6 touchdowns this year. His advanced metrics are okay. A 2.7 yards per set or per route run, which is 37th. 536 yards after the catch, which is 15th. And then 10 catches, 10 deep catches of 20-plus yards, 382 yards, 382 deep yards, which is 39th among all wide receivers. Wasn't really used a lot in the slot. Only 18 catches for 178 yards, 2 touchdowns there. So to me, like I said, like I think he's a really safe pick. I think I think he's someone that's probably going to go somewhere late second, early third round, probably in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of what I had down as well, as a really good number two beside an alpha. But I think part of the reason of like why people are a little bit down on him is because like when you watch him, like he just makes everything like look so easy and so effortless, right? Like there's not like a lot where you watch where it's just like, holy shit. What happened there? But I think it's because of how like just easy everything comes to him. But he's not super dynamic, but I do love how aggressive he plays. Really good body control, can go up and get those contested catches. So like I just feel the reason why I have him ahead of guys like Dotson and Pickens is because I think he's a little bit safer. His upside, I think, is probably a little bit more limited than some of those guys. His freshman year, you know, producing right alongside Rondale Moore, obviously got injured his sophomore year, comes back his junior year and just balls out once again, 93 catches, almost 1,300 yards, 6 scores. And that's on a Purdue offense that who else was the ball going to? You know what I mean? And they still couldn't stop him. So that's why I really like David Bell. But, man, Wandale Robinson is super, super interesting. Like, this dude literally looks like he is shot out of a cannon every time that he, you know, leaves the line of scrimmage. Some size concerns here, though. 5'10", 185. And it wouldn't surprise me if we have a little Rondale Moore revisitation here where he comes in. He's smaller than what he is listed. He does not look particularly big on film, but super twitchy, explosive, like I said. Really, really interested to see what kind of draft capital he gets and what kind of landing spot he gets. But what were your thoughts on Wandale?
Absolutely agree. I think in the right offense, he can be an absolute weapon if teams want to use him. I do not think he's 5'10". I would bet he probably comes in or more in the 5'8 range. You know, but excellent year, 34% college dominator, 18.7 breakout age, which is excellent, which is 95th percentile, 104 receptions, 1,300 yards, 39% target share, which is ridiculous, 7 receiving touchdowns. And then, you know, looking at some of his advanced stuff, I mean, he was right up there with some of these top guys, 3.56 yards per route run, which is excellent, fourth most among all wide receivers in college football, 10th in yards after the catch, which is not surprising one bit, particularly played in the slot. 68% of his targets came from the slot this year, 65 catches, 777 receiving yards, and 6 touchdowns came from the slot. So, but like I said, I think in the right system, on the right team that knows how to utilize him, I think he could be a lot of fun. And somebody, again, I don't think he's going to be a guy that we probably look at as a, might be a better NFL player than fantasy asset, might be somebody that ends up being more of kind of a hit or miss kind of type of prospect. We'll see. His big thing is going to be his size and where people view him, because I have a feeling he is not going to come anywhere close to the 5'10 that he's listed at. And that's exactly what I'm talking about with these colleges. I don't know why they do it. What benefit do you get from listing these guys? Like, you know, it's like to the players, like, hey, man, can you help me out here and let's be a little bit taller? Because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, some of the stuff where it's so off on these guys, I'm like, how can you be so wrong? And what benefit does it give you to list them so differently? Like, I don't understand that aspect of this. So let's wrap this thing up and let's kind of talk about some of the lower guys. Like I said, I have a little bit more. I think, one, we have to mention Sky Moore. He is somebody from Western Michigan that has really been getting a lot of buzz this offseason. You know, there's a lot to like with his game. Comes in listed at 5'9", 195. He had a late breakout age, but 94 receptions, 1,200 yards this year, 10 touchdowns. It is from Western Michigan, so I do understand that people are going to scoff at that and say, well, he didn't play at a Power 5 conference. But we have seen a lot of players coming from, you know, so, you know, players outside of this, and that we're looking at guys that have translated to the NFL. And again, you know, excellent advanced metrics, 3.4 yards per out run, which is eighth most of, you know, among all college wide receivers, 16th yards after the catch, and 39th in total deep yards as well. Played a lot from the slot. Almost 50% of his targets came from the slot, 46 receptions, 3 touchdowns. I think he can be an absolute weapon at the next level in the slot for a team. He is not going to be an outside guy, but absolutely love Sky Moore and what he brings to the table. And then you have a couple other guys like Jalen Tolbert, who a lot of people are high on. And then you have John Metchie, who's the other Alabama wide receiver who you have at 10. So why don't you talk about that, and then we'll kind of wrap this thing up.
Yeah, so Metchie, again, just another one of these really safe slot guys, right? Had some decent production a couple years, 2 years ago, you know, splitting the field with Devonta Smith, 6 games of Jalen Waddle. I think he had almost 1,000 yards that year. This year comes out, you know, splitting time with Jameson Williams, who I think we both like just because he's a much more explosive player. But, you know, Metchie, again, seems to be every single year, every time we talk about an Alabama receiver, we're talking about how good they are at running routes. John Metchie is no different, so he's already nuanced there. Just not like I think he's a solid athlete. I don't think he's a great athlete, but I think if he gets in that landing spot where he's going to be getting, you know, 130-ish, you know, targets in the slot, you know, we might be a little bit lower on him here. But the guys I have above him, I just like a little bit better from one point or another, whether, you know, higher upside, more athletic, you know, things of that nature. That's why I have Metchie down there at 10. And the guys I would have right after that, I would have, you know, Tolbert, guys like, there's a couple of these guys that are just a little bit like on the older side. So Jalen Tolbert, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, guys like that would be who I'd have coming up after that. I think the NFL draft and the combine is going to do a lot to shake that up. But
I think Jalen Tolbert is an interesting prospect as well. And I think he's somebody that we should be keeping an eye on, starting to get getting a lot of buzz as well at the next level. And so we'll see on him from South Alabama. So, of course, 6'3", 190, you're right, he is an older prospect. I've seen some people talk about him that he could possibly go in the third round of the NFL draft. And so that would be something. You know, this past year, he had 1,400 yards, 8 touchdowns. Now, again, we're talking about a wide receiver that played at South Alabama. You know, was a two-star prospect coming out, but I think he has excellent speed. I think he could be a deep threat, especially for somebody that is 6'3" at the next level. And so, I think he's a very interesting prospect. But he was actually sixth among all wide receivers in deep catches this year. So really, showing his a solid average depth of target as well. So I like Jalen Tolbert quite a bit, and I think he's kind of a sleeper name that's kind of moving up the draft board for a lot of people. So again, I think this wide receiver class is going to be interesting, and I'm just really looking forward to combine so we can get some of these questions answered. How big really are they? You know, their speed, how they do, and some of the other, like three cone and all that kind of stuff. See how their agility and all that kind of stuff. But that's the stuff that I'm really looking forward to. So we didn't really want to go like super in depth and go player by player. We have a lot of time to get into all that and do that stuff because, March and April, obviously, we still got almost 2 months till the NFL draft. So keep it locked in here. We're not going anywhere. We got a lot more stuff. I think this week we actually have planned to do a rookie mock, Superflex rookie mock. So looking forward to that. And then once the combine is over, we will have all that. So that coming up, we are lining up guests right now to start talking about some of these guys in depth as well. So keep it locked in. You're appreciated for checking out. And we will talk to you guys on the next one. Have a good night. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.